the next of the general classifications or broad classifications of negative afflictions or negative emotions is arrogance, pride. I'll use pride, however, I'm talking about pride in a negative sense. In some countries or some languages, it might have a positive context. What does pride do to us or arrogance do to us? It stops us from learning. It also harms other people, and in a way it harms us as well. When we harm other people, in reality, we harm ourselves. How does it harm others? How does it harm ourselves? Is that when we are full of arrogance or we have arrogance, we look down upon other people. And sometimes to the extent that we don't want other people to hurt our ego or hurt our sense of pride, so we will say things or do things that is maybe hurtful towards other people, or we disregard other people, or we look down on other people. And sometimes we will do things that hurt others or make people unhappy to protect this sense of status or fame or reputation of ours, when really it's not necessary. All that pride or arrogance does is set you up for a fall. And when the fall happens, then you feel all embarrassed or hurt. Or sometimes you'll even plot and scheme to get revenge or hurt or create hardships for others because they have hurt your pride. And in reality, have they really hurt you? They've only just hurt a sense of yourself. So have they really hurt you? No, it's just our sense of ourself that has now felt hurt. So in fact, is it not ourselves that is hurting ourselves because of this attitude, because of this state of mind of pride or arrogance that we have? This is different to confidence. It's fine to have confidence, have great confidence in what you're doing, but you don't have to include pride into this. This is very different. With confidence, you know what you're doing, you're comfortable what you are doing, but if other people criticize or say something against what you're doing, you won't feel hurt. You feel quite comfortable about what you know. But it doesn't bring about these negative or uncomfortable or hurtful feelings when somebody says something contrary to what you think or believe. And you won't feel hurt or feel attacked when other people have different opinions. One can really be very humble and very confident in what one is doing. It doesn't have to include the arrogance. And some people mistake being humble for being weak or meek. This is not really the case. Many humble people are really incredibly confident within what they are doing, and they have great inner strength. What also happens with pride is we lose the opportunity to learn. If all we talk about is what we know, then what opportunity do we have to learn anything? Also, because sometimes we think that we know more, or we want to believe that we are very clever, and so we don't go to listen to what other people say, and so we lose the opportunity to learn, or sometimes we don't really hear what is actually or really going on, because we already assume we know what the situation is, or we assume that we know better. And also through our arrogance, there might be great opportunity for other people to grow and to improve things, to really transform things. But because of our arrogance, we don't want other people to affect our position or our reputation. So we sometimes may do things or use methods to not let these people express themselves or to grow above ourselves, which may in turn may limit growth and improvement, which may be of benefit to everybody.